Additional evidence for a pulsar wind nebula in the heart of SN1987A from multi-epoch X-ray data and MHD modeling, by Emmanuel Greco et al. Since the day of its explosion, supernova SN1987A has been closely monitored to study its evolution and to detect its central compact relic. In fact, the formation of a neutron star is strongly supported by the detection of neutrinos from the sulfur mononitride. However, besides the detection in the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array ALMA data of a feature that is compatible with the emission arising from a proto-pulsar wind nebula, PWN, the only hint for the existence of such elusive compact object is provided by the detection of hard emission in NuSTAR data up to 20 keV. We report on the simultaneous analysis of multi-epoch observations of SN1987A performed with Chandra, XMM Newton and NuSTAR. We also compare the observations with a state-of-the-art 3D magnetohydrodynamic MHD simulation of SN1987A. A heavily absorbed power law, consistent with the emission from a PWN embedded in the heart of SN1987A, is needed to properly describe the high-energy part of the observed spectra. The spectral parameters of the best-fit power law are in agreement with the previous estimate, and exclude diffusive shock acceleration as a possible mechanism responsible for the observed non-thermal emission. The information extracted from our analysis are used to infer the physical characteristics of the pulsar and the broadband emission of its nebula, in agreement with the ALMA data. Analysis of the synthetic spectra also show that, in the near future, the main contribution to Faye-Kay emission line will originate in the outermost shock ejector of SN1987A. This was additional evidence for a pulsar wind nebula in the heart of SN1987A from multi-epoch X-ray data and MHD modeling, by Emmanuel Greco et al.